The car was there again. Red lights pierced through the darkness, and thick smoke chugged from the exhaust. Francis had seen it parked there last night, too, and once the week before that. In her little street in a quiet Cotswolds village, it was unusual to see strange cars. The first time, she assumed the people inside might have been tourists, hikers lost up a dead-end street and unsure where to pick up the trail. She would have stopped to offer the two men directions if it hadn't been so cold, but she was keen to get Harry back inside after a blustery afternoon walk. Later that evening, when she'd looked out the window, the car was gone, and she'd thought no more about it. But now they were back. And that changed things. Even from that distance, she knew it was the same men. Those who had left cigarette butts on the frozen ground. They were here for her, because of what she had in her possession. They were here about the Klinkosh box. Hearing her son whimper, she turned away from the window and hurried across the room. Still asleep but restless in his cot, Harry's mouth was open, his lips suckling at chilly winter air. Francis pulled the blankets toward his chin, retrieved the lost pacifier from under a cuddly bear, before carefully inserting it back into Harry's gummy little mouth. Distracted by her son, for a moment Francis almost forgot about the car outside, but the thought was soon back with her, reminding her that they weren't safe. If it wasn't 5 in the morning, she might have called Mrs. Gilman from next door, asked her to come over. It would seem easier if she wasn't alone. They could have a cup of tea and a slice of cake, and for a while she could fool herself into thinking that everything was fine. But what good would Mrs. Gilman be against two men if they decided to cause trouble? The only person who really could protect them, who she wished was there in that moment, had chosen not to stick around. With Harry settled, she edged toward the window, pulling the curtain back for another look outside. They were still there, just as she knew they would be. Francis knew that she had to do whatever it took to keep Harry safe. It had been easy to make promises the year before, offering to take the box, to hide it, to make sure it was never found again. But things had changed, and it was different now. Back then, she couldn't have imagined anything more important than Benoit or the safekeeping of the valuable antique entrusted to her care. But now there was Harry, and he was more important than anything else, more important than Benoit, more important than a stolen box. There was nothing she wouldn't give in order to keep Harry safe. Moving slowly, so as not to wake her sleeping boy, she pulled a small step across to the wardrobe, then climbed up so that she could reach to the top. She knew what she had to do. From the hiding place behind the hat boxes, her fingers found the cool metal of the Klinkosh box, and slowly she pulled it forward. It was heavier than she remembered as she lifted it from the edge, but still just as beautiful. The detailing was marvellous. The filigree around the edges, the cherubs on the side. Stepping down, she held it close to her chest, thinking of the moment when she first saw it, and of Benoit's face when he handed it over.